crazy enough to him on your finger. It'll take all day long with him on your finger. You take the machine in and out.
Yeah.
And I've got an electric machine. So what? When I was about 7 years old, my mother was making quilts. And I went to my mother. I said, Mama, let me quilt. She said, you get out of here. You can't quilt. I said, you don't know. I said, you ain't got your time. So she threaded me a needle. And she wouldn't let me put the first stitch in it till I got me a thimble. She showed me how to do it. And I did for the I just wished I'd kept a count of what I've made in the past 2 years. I'm satisfied.
Yes.
I made 500 quilts. Oh, my gosh.
Really? Well, let's see. Mrs. Coleman, have you always lived in Newberry?
No, ma'am. I was born over in Dixie County and raised in Swanee County. And we lived in Swanee County from 24. We went to Ava Bar. Went down there to Pateville. And in 29, we come back to Swanee County and stayed there a couple of years. And then we moved to Lutterway County. I've been in Lutterway County ever since.
That's great.
Ever since 30.
If I wanted to mail you anything, what is your mailing address?
Newberry, Route 1, Box 482.
Route 1, Box 42. Okay.
482.
Oh, 482. Great, because I might want to send you materials in the mail if you want them. Now, the quilt that you're quilting right now, what kind of pattern is this?
Well, it's just pieces that I had left from other tops. Wasn't big enough, you know, to cut a pattern. So I just took them, stripped them up, put it down on the paper, and then I got the top big enough, put the board on, pull my paper off.
Do you have a particular name for this shape or anything? No?
Most people call it string quilt.
String quilt.
Mm-hmm. I'm making some over here.
Uh-huh.
Some samples that a girl that works in Gainesville brought me a curtain material.
Oh, wow.
And she brought me 5 books. They've got enough of them to make 3 tops, but they have a strip of paper on the end of the bed. And you can steam that paper and get it off, and then you can stick a needle through it. With that old paste was that, you can stick a needle.
Yeah.
So I got one top made, another cut out to me. Said she's going to use some more sample goods. Said they just got a big pile of them on the shelf. Well, they made a lot of space instead of those men. Yeah, they were good things. Cops and sample goods, they had big things.
Yeah.
See, every one of these squares now is just, every one of them's got this strip down the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got a yellow piece in the center of each square where it fits.
Yeah.
I want to make just 2 colors like this. Because you start off with 1 color, and you're going to make it red and yellow. You start with red here, put your yellow here, your red, your yellow, your red. And then we got two of them together and kind of form another square right in here.
Oh,
okay. There's one girl in Gainesville that made her 5 quilts.
Gosh, 5.
She was in law school.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know which one. She was the one who told me about you. She had curly hair?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you know the little thing about that with me?
Why?
I don't know. She come pick up her last quilt. She just got some land with me. And I told her, I said, Marsha, I said, don't cry. Pick a fuss at me now. I said, I don't know. First thing, I said, I love you. I said, you seem like my own grandchild. She's been here so much, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's just one of the bad days.
Right. It's rough sometimes.
I make good for people in Miami. Jacksonville, Perry, Now I'll get that one and show it to you.
Yeah, I'd like to take it out on the porch where I might have enough light to shoot it. I don't know if any of these pictures will come out.
Now that little house is so beautiful. You might get it back here.
I need to take it outside where I have the sunlight to
sunshine.
I know. But I think it might be a little bit more light than in here.
She'll have pulled up one corner.
Yeah. That'd be great. Okay. Yeah, I know. I'll try to get the best of the quilt. Now, do you call this pattern anything, or you just call
it? This is a broken stone that I made in a pattern on the whole.
Oh!
But now that's the really good way to just keep going. Well, that's a different thing.
Oh, it sure is. I think it's nice. Lovely.
She brought a wool blanket, clean packet, and I measured it, and it's like that much, then wide enough, it's for king-size, queen-size bed.
Oh!
And it's like about that much, being long enough. I'm just waiting for it to come back. Yeah. I didn't even touch it with that wool blanket.
Right.
So, you know, wool, you take put a wool blanket in a quilt like that, and every time you wash it, that blanket's going to draw, and it's going to... And it's a Dutch girl.
Oh,
I wouldn't
yeah.
Have put that in that and nothing
really?
In
because that takes so long to do a little Dutch girl, doesn't it?
I want
to
make my daughter a spread this summer. I'm going to use a white background, make all my Dutch girls just alike, and then the ruffle, I'm just going to make it to me just the size of the mattress, and then put a ruffle on.
That'd be good. I think I hear your phone. Is that your grandson you're talking to?
That baby up there.
Oh,
he's just like that picture. He's out of one thing into 50. And he comes here, I keep my groceries in the cabinet, you know, got a double door to it.
Uh-huh.
And he'll go in there and he'll open them and begin to pile them out on the floor. And if his granddaddy's with him, he'll pull them in here and give them to his granddaddy and take him home. Oh,
who's in the picture?
That's
is right there.
My father.
That's your father. Uh-huh. That's a beautiful frame, and the picture is really. How long ago was that taken? Do you know?
That was took me. I was 21 years old.
When was that?
I'm 72 now.
You're 72. So, gosh, that was quite a while ago. Who's the soldier
tonight?
Husband? Is he still living? Or
he's been dead ever since that girl. Mine was 7 years old.
Oh gosh. That's hard.
That's her up there with that baby in her lap.
That's
that easy, sweetest thing. Ever put on a pair of shoes? I don't see it because he's my grandbaby. His mother brought him here one day, just about such a day today. It was in December and it was cold. Put him in there on my bed. Turned me down to me. She says, can I use your phone? I said, yes, if you're not going to call for going this way. And she called my daughter. Over in Bronson. So I said, Mom, if you want the baby, come get it.
Oh, don't
I'm going to leave him here at Granny's. And that was when he was 6 weeks, 5 weeks old. And my daughter said he made sense of him. He was old enough to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
He don't know no other mother except his real grandmother and his great-grandma. I was started at Gainesville yesterday. She had another one of her grandbabies with her. The 21st of December. And he was up in Tri-Seas with his grandma and one of my granddaughters sitting in the back holding the baby in her lap. As soon as I got in that car and sat down, he crawled over there, over that seat, and got in my lap and looked up, looked around at the baby. He was laying in my granddaughter's lap. I said, now.
So that's actually your great-grandson.
Uh-huh. And that little girl up there is my great-grandbaby. And then that was our song about why I was.
What about this picture over here? That's another nice thing.
That's my mother,
uh-huh,
one of my sisters, and one of my brothers, and that's my daughter when she was a
little baby. Yeah. That's great. That's another baby picture.
Well, that's the daughter when she was baby.
What do you think?
That's beautiful.
And if you'll notice that picture there, and that picture of Daniel up there, that little boy, you can tell the resemblance in him.
Oh, yeah.
That's five of my grandchildren in that frame there.
Yeah.
And then this one, and that one there. This and them five over there just take brother and sister.
They all live around the area?
Although that little his cap and gowns on in Texas, in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And that in the lower left-hand corner. He's up Georgia at work, and the rest of them, they're around Bronson.
Where did you get your quilting frame?
A man here in Newberry made them. They ain't
uh-huh.
no trouble to make.
Oh, yeah?
Just get on. one before, like them was laying out there on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And just split them open. And put these tacks in them. Then, you know, people used to sew them in frames.
Oh.
And every time you had it to roll, that was all to tear it out and re-tie again. And so somebody never come up with a bright idea putting tacks in.
And then you just tack it right down
mm-hmm.
like that.
Just hook
it,
line into it, and you can stretch it just as tight as you want to. Then. And if you get them too tight, you don't pull them.
How did... When you roll them up then as you
mm-hmm.
go, and then you anchor them down with these
yeah.
little clamps here. That's good. How long have you had this frame?
Preacher used to live in Newberry, made them about a couple of years. We made them for his wife, and they moved away.
Uh-huh.
And I was using them, and I told her maybe I'd have them pull out the frame before she left. She said, you can have them. I ain't going to never put them on.
Oh.
So she gave them to me.
Right.
My first husband made me some, and he put board holes in his, just about the spare parts of these tacks in.
Uh-huh.
And made me some hickory pegs.
Oh, so you could peg it down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you could roll it just in that peg in that hole. It didn't slip.
What happened to that framer?
I lent them to somebody and they forgot to return them. And they were made out of cypress. They were light.
Oh, that must have been a beautiful frame. Well, have you always hung your frames?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I don't like them little things you go look.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Like a sawhorse and hold gun. This lady across the street got her some of them. She said they didn't last to cook too close for that little hold gun.
Does your mother hang her frames
mm-hmm.
too? Always in the living room or did you?
I wish I had me a room just big enough to put a quilt up in and nothing else in it. Then
yes.
a quilt, and I wouldn't have to hang it up the top of the house.
Really?
Well, I quilt in the daytime, and I store in the pops at night, and I get sleepy.
That's great. How much do you sell them for?
Anywhere from $75 to $85 is quite a lot size.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever sell them to stores, or do you just
mm-hmm.
usually sell them to people as they come by?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This, you quilt, how do you quilt now? These stitches, where do you start from?
See that seam where them squares goes together? I can't
yeah.
find that in the market. You know, you people used to quilt in shell. Let's go
uh-huh.
like this.
Uh-huh.
But I can't find that in the market off of that you can brush off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got the court in mind. Just starting in the center of the square and coming down. And then whenever you get it quilted, these seams where you quilt it here will meet and go close. Quilt it like that.
Oh, I see. I see. So the center will go straight up and across. Yeah. Right. What's this?
That's what wax that I use on my thread and goes to nothing.
A good idea. Well, how long would it take you to piece the top?
Well, one like this, it'll take you about... Well, it'll take every night 1 week to fix one like this. Now, one like I sold up for the other night, I could sew that up in just a little while because squares are that big square. And there's four of them together. And they take no time. I'm afraid that girl ain't gonna be satisfied with them though, whenever she gets them made.
And how long would it take you to quilt it then, one this size?
Well, I started on this one. Monday, I believe it was. Put it all there Monday and all there Tuesday. And all there Wednesday on it. That's 3 days. And yesterday, I had a good game sale, and I've been throwing on all day today. It'll take me to dinner tomorrow to get that. It'll take five days. At the very least. Just for a double bed or a queen size. Now for I don't make many single beds. And whenever I make one for a double bed, it's big enough you turn over, your back don't freeze.
That's great. You said you on the other side you put flannel, and then what do you put? Is it commercial batting that you buy? Is that what it is? Or where would you get that?
Well, you can get it at Murphy's. Get this Woolworth's at the mall. You can get that at
So any kind of regular.
But I tell you the best thing in this world to put on the inside of the quilt, and that's that polyfill. That they use to line these heavy jackets with, you know. You can throw a chunk of that big square in your washing machine and let it just beat and bang and beat and bang and take it out just as smooth as that button. It don't wad up 1 bit in this world. And that's why I'm going to try to get talk that girl into getting to fix that dust out of her. And it's the easiest stuff in this world, quickly.
Do you ever quilt, like someone brings in a piece top and they ask if you would quilt it? That's good. There aren't very many people left to do it.
I've got two in there now for that girl. She wants quilt for her. She said she quilted one, but her frames weren't big enough for a double bed. But I'm going to get my son-in-law to take them two boys out on the porch and rip them and make me some. There's one of my frames is just bowed up there. Warped. And I'm going to get him to take them out and meet me some.
Good idea.
Because I know they'll get on there.
Right.
But that, look, girl, I don't know what in this world that woman was thinking about. She made that quilt top 120 inches long. I forgot now how wide it is. And my frames ain't but 108 inches long.
What are you going to do?
I'm just going to let it lay there. And she comes back and I'm going to tell her there's going to be a whole block to take off.
Yeah.
Because you sure can't cool it if it's too long. You've got to have room enough out here on the end to put them clamps. And you take 2 inches off each end of it. That will only leave it 104 inches, and that quilt top's 124. I measured it.
Yeah.
I cut mine, they were big enough before I cut them down like quilting king size. See how it scarred up my balls?
Oh, yeah.
They're just big.
It's just so
that
big.
Much of them.
There's only so big you can go.
That's true.
Well, did your mother piece the tops by hand, or did she?
Yeah, she pieced
by hand. Is that how you first started, by hand, and then got a machine? take a long time to do it by hand, don't
I? I don't know it by hand myself. Was. I ain't gonna make no what I can make on my machine. I want you to make me double wedding ring. I said, you want one made? I said, you make it, bring it to me, I'll put it. Because they applicated, you see, that double wedding ring.
Yeah. You don't applicate, it's just pretty much string quilt.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to make my daughter a spread. That Dutch doll will cut the square, just that, this big square.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to pin them. Turn them under and pin them. Her machine does that fancy stitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get her to stitch them around them and get it put together. They'll stitch down each seam with that fancy stitch. And I ain't going to put no lining on it. I'll put my ruffle on it.
Ooh, that'll be really pretty. Yeah, that should be really nice.
I told her I wanted to begin to think what color she wanted, but she wanted the Dutch dolls all the same color, and then get her curtains to match her Dutch for a bedroom to match her Dutch doll. She's got three
really
girls
nice.
In school. She don't have time to do nothing but set sewing machine and sew for them.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Well, there aren't very many people who have the patience to quilt anymore. A long job.
I enjoy it.
That's good.
Before I had my stroke, I didn't do much quilting because I could get out in the yard and work in the yard and my garden. I got, well, I can't get out there and dig now. I had a stroke a little over a year ago. You stand that sun more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I was just lucky that it didn't go. Well, it was just inside of my face, and I could feel a little bit in this arm. And but, Monday, you better go to the doctor. I don't know, doctor. I said, you won't slap me right to the hospital. You'll put them on electric treatments on me. And I said, I'm going to go. I said, I'll get all right. And a couple of 3 weeks after that, I went to have a blood check, and I was telling him about it. Inside of my face was still, you know, kind of numb from it. And, he gave me some little old tablets. He said, that's in my blood. And I ain't been bothered since.
Well, that's good.
The reason I stand up to quilt, I have arthritis in this knee.
Oh,
and I sit down, you know, and have that leg crooked a certain length of time. Whenever I get up, I can't walk hardly.
Well, it's better to stand. Would you have a favorite pattern of yours?
That broken stove, that... Them just fit. Now,
yeah,
when it's supposed
pretty.
To be made, that round circle, mm-hmm. I mean, it was supposed to be a dark and a light, dark and a light, and then them cross pieces is supposed to be a dark one and a lighter. Just
uh-huh.
two colors, and oh, that'd be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I've made them out of green and white, yellow and white, red and white, and I made a boy over in Gainesville, you know, he lives in Jacksonville, a good school. Prison was blue and yellow, and the blue had a little tiny yellow flower in it.
It really costs
to make one.
Oh.
You can't get by for less than $25 just for the top. Then you buy
the cost of thread. Is
I'm not going to buy a coat that I think will fade and ruin. I buy most of my material at Murphy's, and I've never got any that faded over there.
Do you mostly use cotton?
Mm-hmm. I don't like that. Now, this year's stuff here, the woman bought this from Miami, and I made her one of top of that color and this color combined, and you can imagine how it glared up in your eyes. And that there, that regular old cotton sateen.
Mm-hmm.
And this was at the rim.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have stretched this away, and he'd have stretched that away, and he'd have pulled the other way. And whenever I got it made, she'd come after it. Good to be brought back. She said, we decided we wanted this hem took out, and he'd bind it around with some stuff. Back. I says, you want that hem took out and hit binder? I says, yes, ma'am. I says, all right, I'll do it for $15. She carried quilt back on. I want a doctor to sit down and rip that hem out. It took you all day long to rip that hem out.
I know. Because they don't even realize how much time it takes.
Hmm. haven't heard from her since, so I don't know. She might have got mad. But I have plenty of work to do without it anyhow.
So you've been quilting since you were 7. That means you've been quilting for about 60-some years. That's great. So are any of your children interested in it?
I told that oldest granddaughter of mine this summer, and she's out of school, Christina, I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I said, I'll cut my tops out, and you make them. And I said, I'll give you $10 for every top you make for me. Grandma, you know I can't do that. Sit down there and sew them. She'd make her a dress. She's quick as her mother can make it. She just ain't interested in her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got me started making quilts again. I used to make them all the time. I made every one of my grandchildren one Christmas a year ago for Christmas. Every one.
Oh, what a great present. Well, I guess we'll probably be getting on, but...
I know you should. I enjoy talking to you.
Oh, I enjoy talking to you too, honey. It was Annie Coleman. January 14th, 1977.